you'd say she
quit him.
Uh-huh. What if you say he asked her to marry him, but she...
She refused.
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
Well, I don't know whether it is not. What would you say?
Did you ever say, showed him the gate or gave him the axe or...
Said he would be game to ask her.
No. Showed him the gate or... any other... threw him over or jilted him or...
Yeah. So might be joking with him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. What do your daddy do for a living?
Oh, he works for the Georgia Power Company.
He do? Huh. Mm-hmm. Your mama still living too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Say, they were engaged and all of a sudden she did what to him?
She quit him, huh? I reckon. Turned him down, don't you reckon?
Mm-hmm. But if she...
Oh, fell out with one another.
Mm-hmm. Any joking ways of saying somebody got married?
Well, not as I know of.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, you call him the...
He's the bride, ain't he? The woman's the bride, ain't she?
Uh-huh. What about the boy, maybe the best friend of the groom? He stands up there.
Oh, what they call him? What do they call him, Eddie?
Did you ever hear of waiter or best man or groomsman?
Yeah, I've heard of best man. Well, that'd be his best man, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah.
What about the woman that stands up next to the bride?
I'm a dog. I know what they call him.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would maybe fire off rifles and ring cowbells and make a lot of noise?
Well, they do that here. They don't fire no rifle or nothing, but when they get mad, yeah, they tie tin cans onto the car and tie bells onto it. And
mm-hmm.
when they leave out, it making a terrible racket, and then they paint the car up with some stuff. They
mm-hmm.
sure mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Most time they get mad here, though, they take the car off and hide it and let somebody else take them to where the car's at, keep
mm-hmm.
them from messing it up. I went up the Mississippi
yeah,
when her...
Mr. Kirkwood, you know a long time ago what they'd do when they got married. What would they do? Come to the house?
Oh, yeah. That's when you get mad the second time.
Well,
like, not the first time, the second time. Like me and you got married. See, like I'd be mad and lost my wife, and I was a widow when my wife
mm-hmm.
died. I was separated, I'd still be a widow, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And... when I get mad again, they'd call that chivalry.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get a bunch of men together, and them Charlton boys, they used to have a regular string band. They'd go to the house, play the band, they'd get a lot of bells and things, and make another racket and stay around and keep you up all night for now.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Called it chivalry.
I thought they called it serenade.
They're different terms. In
call it serenading them.
That's
yeah.
what we always
yeah.
call.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I quit all that now. Me and her got mad, didn't nobody come here.
Mm-hmm.
They quit that foolishness.
Say, if it was icy outside and someone slipped and fell this way, you say you fell over.
Backwards.
And this way would be?
Forward.
And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one, no.
I'd say no, I'd say they wasn't biting.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say, I didn't catch nary one?
I didn't catch nary one, I reckon.
Okay.
Didn't catch any.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say either one.
Okay. And you'd say fodder is tied up into a... You take fodder and tie that up into a...
A bundle.
And then you pile the bundles up into a...
Tie the bundles up into
a
heap, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tie them up into a heap.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call it?
Uh-huh. Talking about how much corn you raise, you might say we raise 50, what?
60 bushels an acre.
Okay.